American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowden.
Podcasting live from the recent past in the Dogwater Studios, high above the beautiful, biggest little city in the world. It's the Worst Little Podcast, and I'm your host, Nick Ramirez. With me, my co-host, Chewbacca.
Yo.
In the back, we got Dogwater Dick running things, and in the front, we got Mallory Mishler.
Hey. We're talking out of our ass.
Mallory in the
Fuck
front.
Yeah.
Hi, Mallory.
It's better than Mallory in the back.
Says who?
Yeah.
that's a matter of opinion.
Yeah.
I'd say.
As a poll.
Yeah. Depends.
Yep.
Hi, everybody.
Already you gotta say depends.
Bam, out of the door.
What's up, guys?
Sexually.
Sexually.
We're here doing this podcast. Our good reverend couldn't be here this week because he's out on musical assignment getting ready for
Fuck
Silence
the Reverend
the
Rory Dowd.
Doing, show research, I'm sure.
But we got a show anyway, which almost didn't happen, but it's happening. And we got the beautiful Mallory Mishler with us this week.
Yay! Rad. Thanks for having me.
Very stoked about that. Today we're going to be talking about the balloons in the sky.
Fucking balloons.
Fucking
we're
going to
be
balloons.
Talking about the man who got set on fire.
He was upside
totally.
Down a while.
We're going to be talking about, I'm going to take it right here, right away, the new schedule of the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
We will no longer be doing it every other week. This shit ain't working out.
Once a month now?
We are scaling back, and we are going
back to usual,
back to yep. the program once a week. We
works for me.
Back by popular demand, you know, the people seem to want to have us every week or nothing at all. So we're coming back every week for you. Of course, we will have certain holidays, just as you have holidays, like Nevada Day is coming up, which is the Halloween holiday.
Yeah, there
may occasionally be. We will not have a show that week, but
we might do three shows a month once in a while.
Once in a while, but we're going to shoot for every week again.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
So we heard you, listeners. We're going to keep that up.
We're no longer bi-weekly.
We are not. We right. tried by, we were curious, and we went back to every week.
And like a lot of people who are curious, we end up realizing the grass isn't always greener
on the
bi side of the town.
I don't know. It's pretty nice.
Everybody loves you when you're bi.
I don't know. It's
so fucking true.
You please everybody that way.
Yeah.
Except your parents.
Sexually. We're going to get our communication up around here at the old Dogwaters.
Yes.
We're going to be texting Rick when we... have show
yeah,
bookings.
Rick, like, oh, so I'm working, I worked my ass off all fucking weekend. I didn't have a break. It was a great band. Oh, my God, Common Mishap. So, Young Kids, and you guys know I love the Young Kid bands,
mm-hmm.
you know, and not just because they're cute. But
creepy weirdo.
Right. Well, no, I've
got
never,
the energy.
I just want everybody to remember, like, as creepy as I seem on the show, the studio's never got me laid once.
Yep.
So
you're very professional.
I'm very professional.
Right. Don't be gross, Rick.
So anyway, but these guys came over, fucking, and their music's rad. I'm fucking hella digging the whole thing. But they worked me fucking like a punch
shit.
Press all weekend, and I didn't fucking have any time to do. So I'm like texting, I'm messaging Rory on Facebook. I don't know why I think he messaged me, and he was like, "Can you do this? And can I do that?" And I was like, "Yeah." And I'm in the middle of tracking. I'm paying attention to all this stuff. They're doing the tracks while I'm texting, and I'm trying not to look like I'm texting because I'm supposed to be listening because I care. Desperately.
Yeah, I know.
And then Rory's final text to me was, "Don't worry, there is no show tomorrow at all." Then Nick posts to Rory, "Hey, I got Mallory to be on the show tomorrow," and Rory liked it.
Yeah.
Fucking
and
Rory.
Told Rick nothing.
Rory.
So luckily I wasn't naked and masturbating when you guys showed up today.
Yeah. And luckily the guest is Mallory, who's
lucky
lovely
yeah.
to
Cody
be around
figures.
And easy to
that's
easy
what I said.
Set up. Yeah.
I'm like, fuck,
it's
only because it's Mallory, it's okay. Yeah. But I told the fucking interns to stay home. So now the interns probably think we're avoiding them. They're all, wait a minute, there wasn't a show.
Ha-ha, face.
I didn't want to meet him anyway.
They're very nice.
I wasn't curious to meet the new interns or anything.
No. Nice. Well, you still don't know who Intern X is, do you?
I heard. I asked Rick because you know. I've been trying to guess. I've been listening to the show the whole time.
But you couldn't figure it out, right?
Yeah, I couldn't guess.
Face faggot.
Oh, damn.
See?
There you have it.
Yep. Damn, Chewy got burned on the show. That rarely ever happens.
Face.
Dang. So, yes.
Finally.
We will communicate better, and I will communicate directly
I'm
with
sorry.
Rick.
I know everybody's like,
never go through Rory.
If I set my notifications to be like every group I'm a part of, show me every time somebody posts everything, I'll fucking...
Oh my God, it's so annoying.
I hate that. I just gotta... Just text me, please.
Okay.
Or I'll... you know, really, this is... I mean, let's not avoid the... It's really Rory's fault.
Rory.
But, you know, so... apparently we've had like less downloads since we went to bi-monthly.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like, not a lot. There's still like a good... Half of you still love us. And half of you don't.
Well, you know how it is when you build up a listening base and then you stop doing the show every week, they find something else to listen to.
Right. Fuck us. Like
we're really not the very best podcast of all time or anything.
If we were, we would call it
yeah.
that.
We're awesome.
Yeah, I thought we were going to get there someday.
Whoever's listening to this one, make sure you listen next week because we'll be back, I promise.
We have the best cricket sample in the background of any podcast. Listen. Yeah.
People were like, they might be the worst, but they're consistent.
Yeah.
And then they're like, well, you can't even do that. No. Fuck you guys.
That's all we had going for us.
Damn it. Yep.
So, but then my other thought was the time that we've been doing fewer shows, there's also been less Rory. And I'm mortified at the thought that maybe people aren't listening because Rory's not on. Yep.
How dare you?
Well, there's no way.
That's not a thing.
Every time
there's
that
no
I'm,
way, right?
If it's I'm home happening. For a week and then I'm like, I could do a show, but then we're not doing a show, it kind of. Disappointing for me also.
Chewy, this isn't about you. It's
I've
about how bad Rory is.
Anyone complain about less Rory?
No. In fact, I usually get the, you know, I would listen more, but I can't stand the sound of Rory's voice.
That's definitely not what the problem is.
Love you for Rory.
Like, no, and really, Rory knows who said that.
so, yeah. Anyway. That's what a lot of people said. Well. I heard, no, maybe, I don't know. Like I said, I've been in Elko for a couple months.
No.
Out there, they love Rory. Mm.
You know my name. They say, hey, "How's the rev, Chewy?"
Yep,
that's fucking amazing. Good job. I'm happy for Rory, dude. Uh-huh. A success for Rory is a success for us. You know,
fuck yeah,
it's wonderful.
We're a team.
I think he's a great host. But I like being the host as well. And this is going to be a hard month because Rory's not with us till October, folks. So if you hate me, don't even bother to listen next week.
Well, and if you hate Rory, tune in all the time.
Yeah, and if you hate Rory.
If you've been waiting for Rory not to be on the show, this
month,
is your month.
Yeah.
Well, we have some great shit coming up, too.
And we do have a lot of good guests coming up.
I'm going to be here all month also.
And, just it's a better show when we do it every week, folks. We get it now. That's
sorry about that.
Part of the tradition, though, we talk about is what we did on the weekend. And Chewbacca, I heard you and Rick, you were both mentioning balloons. Did you do that?
Yeah, I got up early on Sunday and took my family to see the balloon races. But there was no race. They actually canceled the races, but we saw the light up and, you know, the whole thing where there's just like just a couple balloons and they take off for a while. But they didn't race that day. But it was still beautiful. It was nice. It wasn't windy at all where I was at, so I don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
What do you mean, you dick?
See? Whoa.
And I was able to keep my daughter from saying dick the whole time.
That's good. Dick. She enjoyed it.
Unlike Christmas when we were here. Yeah, it was cool. It was nice.
No, I did not.
I try not to do that because I don't like to go any place at 4 o'clock in the morning except back to bed after urinating.
It sucks,
right?
Yeah. Dude, the band that the lead singer at Common Mishap, he showed up the first day, Saturday, when we were working, and he was like, "I'm so exhausted. I've been up since 3 a.m." I'm like, "Why the fuck were you up at 3 a.m. when we had to work all day and night?" And he's like, "Well, the balloon races." And I'm like, "Fuck, Jesus Christ." And I said, "What time is Dawn Patrol now?" And he says, 5:30. I'm like, fuck. Who on earth would get up that early to go to that stupid thing?
From your house up here, Rick, you could probably see the whole thing from your balcony.
Almost. Right? Almost. Yeah. The test day was like Thursday. They did some testing. And I'm in my fucking bathroom and I hear like coming from the ceiling. And I thought, oh shit, there's like a gas leak in the ceiling. Uh-huh. Or so I'm thinking, like, is somebody like flushing a toilet or turning the water off and on? It sounded like it was coming from pipes in the walls. And I thought, oh, it's September. I know what that noise is. I ran outside. They were right above my house.
Yeah.
Like I could have, if I wanted to, I could have thrown a brick and hit that bitch in the head that was in the fucking.
Bricks are heavier than you think they are.
Yeah, you know you're right. And
maybe throw it like a baseball.
Just don't throw it straight up. And if you do, move.
And we all wave. Me and my stupid neighbors, we're all like, hi. Are you in a balloon?
That's when you scream out, don't you have to pee? You scream something awful like that.
They pick up a bottle of
here's our bucket of pee.
It's our pee bottle.
So I saw them close up that day, and then I thought it was all normal. I didn't hear the announcement that they weren't going to. I noticed that they just did the up and down glow thing. Three, glow. Two, one, glow.
Okay,
glow.
Now we're going to go ahead and do a sequential glow, starting with you on the east. Okay, ready?
That was
now
so calming.
Now count us down now. Five. Yeah, you know, I'm not going to go through that.
They can
one.
Hear
you. Know
you.
How it goes.
They can hear you. Everybody chant. Five, four, three.
Did yeah. they play
glow.
The Aquarius song? Did they?
No, they played dueling banjos.
The dawning of they the played dueling banjos Aquarius. For real.
Did anybody get bub raped?
No.
Question. Well,
that's too bad.
That's supposed to be.
That escalated.
It just makes
not where I was at. I don't know what was going on over on your side of town.
And somewhere Ned Beatty is cringing.
That's a weird song to play.
I'm not a pig.
Races.
Well, so I wasn't going to go. I would never squeal. I would never think to go to the balloon races. Like, I mean, I love it and all, but then I woke up at 5 a.m. I just woke the fuck up Sunday at 5 a.m. for no reason. It was like Jesus was like, let's go to the balloon races, buddy. And I just woke up and I couldn't go back to sleep. And I thought, I looked at the clock, I'm all, fuck, it's in like 30 minutes and I could totally make it on my bike. And so I got up, fucking got on my bike, and rode my bike down to the balloon races.
Hell yeah. That's another great thing about living in this part of town, Rick.
You're so
of parts,
right.
Yeah.
Dude, I used to avoid downtown so much, and now it's a part of my day, everyday life.
You got the university, you got the whole entire northwest part of town.
My truck's alternator went out, and so I didn't have a car. And I was working all weekend, so I didn't need to leave the house. But I couldn't,
but
if
balloons.
I wanted to go anywhere. This is my first weekend of being like, wow, you know, I live close enough to everything that it doesn't. I mean, I live close enough to everything at the other house. I could have walked, but yeah. Quick bike ride, and I was anywhere I wanted to be. So.
It's finally not super hot now.
It's really nice. Yeah. Fucking crackheads at Walgreens, though, are like staring at me and my bike while I'm locking it up, and they're just going to stand out there begging change while I go inside, leave my bike out front.
The one by the freeway?
Yeah, the one that's over the freeway. And then I'm just all, why is there always fucking crackheads standing out front like
so
that?
So sketchy. Yeah.
Like, and I'm like, hi, dude. Yeah. Hi, dude. I'm like looking him in the eye. Hi, don't steal my bike.
You
got to
make eye contact.
Hi, I'm a human
with
being. Don't
them.
Take my bike. And then I went inside, and then the really shabby looking guy came up to the younger shabby looking kid, and they were standing next to each other. And I thought, are they together, or are they
father
like,
and son?
Are they like you know, is one training the other, or are they like a duo?
Is someone
or,
holding
like my,
someone's
this is my
pocket?
Apprentice crackhead.
Or is the little kid like, I'm not like that, dude. Fuck. Like, because they both look the same. But then I go inside and I get my stuff. I come back out, my bike's still there, and they're both behind the shop, crouched down. In like in the alley behind it,
smoking.
So, dude,
crack.
So it's totally like I was thinking they'll steal my bike, and he was thinking, dude, this guy's here with my stuff. We're gonna go behind the Walgreens and fucking smoke up.
There you go, solve that mystery.
Yeah, so they're too busy doing fucking meth to
mystery.
No, that my bike was there. Anyway,
could have well been heroin or crack cocaine.
You know, it's gross. So true. I can't judge what they look like. They could.
They
have
all
look anything.
The same now.
Probably wasn't weed.
There's no way.
Yeah, it was definitely not weed.
The only time I've seen a homeless person begging for weed was in San Francisco, and Reno hasn't gotten that far yet.
Not quite.
They still want food here.
Dude, but I got a fucking funnel cake, and I ate the best funnel cake I ever had in my life.
Over at the balloon races.
At the balloon races. I'm sorry, backtracking. Dude, before I and I best one I ever had in my life 15 fucking years ago was at the balloon races, and I remember thinking this is the most divine heavenly thing I've ever put in my mouth ever.
Was it awesome,
Jesus.
Dude? So
do you
then
think
I had
a lot
in,
of it had to do with the time of day you had it.
I don't.
What's going on, like the environment?
Dude, I go to Virginia City and I get them, and they're crispy. They're not as good. And then I had one at the rib cook off. I went to that recently, and that wasn't. It was good. It was better, but it wasn't as good. And then this one that I had this morning, and I'm thinking it can't be the same. That was 15 years ago. Those people are probably dead.
Yeah.
That served me the last one, right?
Probably.
No.
Could be
Fuck.
A family recipe though.
Dude, and they handed me that shit, and I took one bite, and it was the same. It was the best goddamn funnel cake I've ever had in my life.
What the fuck is a funnel cake?
Is it powdery, sugary, warm?
They take some kind of batter, and it's like a pancake batter, but I don't know what kind of batter it is, and they just squirt it into boiling oil.
Through a funnel.
Oh, really?
Through a funnel. And it makes sort of this...
a funnel.
It looks like a pancake that's made of worms.
So it's deep-fried... waffle batter.
Yeah. Ooh, that's yum. I think that's and then they take it and they hit this thing and put powdered sugar on it. Ooh. Then they put a slab of like strawberry goo in the middle of it and three little dollops of whipped cream.
That sounds like a party in your mouth.
Dude, it was so good.
At 6 a.m. you ate this.
Holy shit. And if I'd have had another $20, I would have got two more. Ooh. I would have just eaten them until I threw up. Like, it was so good.
Jesus would have ate half of them for you.
Yeah, the Lord enjoyed that with me.
That would maybe make it worth getting up at 4 a.m. for me.
Fuck yeah, you can take my bike, you crackhead. I'll fucking eat this funnel cake. Yeah. Fine.
I'll steal another bike and leave it there as a decoy.
Yeah. Don't take my funnel cake.
Don't take my funnel cake.
It was awesome. Then I went to Roberto's and got a burrito. And then I had to take a shit really bad.
I
so
bet.
I raced home on
I'm
my
worried
bike.
Worried about you.
Dude, on campus at UNR, there's so many rad
places
to shit. I like
that story up to the end there.
Is there?
Yes. My daughter goes to preschool at UNR. And I go for walks with her, and she always wants to try out every bathroom on campus. there's so many open public bathrooms.
There's so many
bathrooms.
Things to explore.
Allison is really...
No, I did not.
She did so. She's really tiny. Like, do you take her in the men's room?
No.
What do you do?
Well, it's kind of tricky.
Is she big enough that you let her go
shake
in by
her
herself?
And wish her well?
At UNR, it's usually in like a pretty empty building. And we'll just go in the ladies' room. And I'll just try to explain myself if I come out and there's a girl waiting.
Oh, my God.
That it wasn't me. It was my little princess here. She
and worst come to worst, you could say you're transgendered. You could be I know I look like a man, but I identify as a woman. So
guess what, bitch? I identify as a woman.
So in your face,
be a
bitch.
Little bit more open-minded.
Right.
Peace.
Now, when we're like certain places, there's like family restrooms that we can both go in at the same time.
And do they have urinals? Have you had to explain what a urinal was to her?
I'd said those are gross. Don't look at those.
Don't look at those.
Because they
Did
are.
You tell
I said,
her like that?
I tell her sometimes we got to go in this men's room because I can't go in the ladies' room.
Excuse me.
It's really gross in
that
here.
That was awesome.
I thought for sure that was Nick.
No.
That's so awesome.
It's hot, huh? But so,
we got to save that one.
It's
tricky.
Mark, good one. Mark the time.
That was a good one.
Sorry. It's medical. It's a problem at this point.
Oh, but does she understand that men pee standing
she's
up?
In preschool and she goes to school with boys and they have to share a bathroom, so she understands. One time we're at the children's museum and I had to go to the bathroom real bad and I had to take her in there with me. I said, "You just stand over here in the corner. I'm going to go to the bathroom." When I was done, she said, "Dad, do you got a penis?" I said, "Yes, baby, I do, because I'm a man, and men have penises."
Good job, Dad.
Yeah. That's fucking awesome, dude.
She knew.
She knew.
She knows because she goes to school with boys who pee standing up.
Yeah. Allison, do you have a penis or vagina?
I don't remember what kind.
Yeah, well, that's none of your business, Rick.
None of your beeswax.
So she goes, oh my God, so she's totally at that age when... I mean, I had questions like that.
That was a long time ago.
I had a sister, though, and we had took baths together, so I knew we were different.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I had cousins and sisters, and everybody was always whipping their junk out all over the place.
What? Really?
That's just what kids do.
So bad.
Dude, we got which reminds me of the bass player from the band this weekend, and we're all hanging out, and it's all these guys who are older than 18 but younger than 21, so they couldn't drink, but it's okay to look at them. You know what I mean?
Sure.
And they're all like good-looking young men, and the bass player who's got these beautiful eyes, and he's like this nice kid, and they're all really talented. And then they're all, "Oh, check out this picture," and they just whip out this picture of him like with his dick hanging out.
Okay.
They told you to check it out.
Yeah, they're all, "Oh, look at this! Ha ha! Isn't that funny?" And then
Rick's just all thanks.
Yeah, that's really funny.
His teeth
I have to go to the bathroom.
They're like, don't grab the phone and like zoom again with your fingers because that'll look creepy.
Right.
Like, just like whatever. And then he said, "Yeah, I used to get in trouble with my mom because I was always posting pictures of my dick on my Instagram."
What?
And I'm like, "Why am I not on Instagram?"
Who fucking raised you? What?
I know. Yeah. This new generation.
Too many
doesn't,
dicks.
What's his mom doing on Instagram?
Right?
Too many dicks on the dance floor. Totally.
His mom's just searching for dick pictures on Instagram. And
no one wants to see that.
I recognize that penis.
Time for that.
Oh, I recognize that dick.
Hey. He used a diaper that dick.
If he got busted by his mom and his face wasn't in the picture, then that's real trouble.
Yeah. That is some trouble. Dang. Allison is all over this episode.
Yeah, I should. It's because Chewie's back and I'm so excited.
Yep.
Just fucking
She's a great kid.
Speaking of great kids, man, we're in the room with Mallory.
Mallory!
Hi! Great
the kid. Only reason why
Welcome
we have
back.
A show.
Yay! It's been so
second
long.
Time.
It's been a really long time.
Fuck yeah.
What year was that when
it was
on the show?
Season 2.
Oh my
Whenever
God.
Whenever that was. So.
The second year.
A long time ago.
It was a while ago.
12.
Back at the old place.
4 years
2012?
Ago? Maybe. Yeah. Been a hot minute. Did you miss me?
Sounds about right. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, we talk about you all the time. Like, where the hell?
I think Rory's going to be bummed he can't be here.
Nah.
Yeah. He could have been. He knew about it because he liked it on Facebook that she was going
yeah. I think he is bummed. I'm pretty sure he's bummed.
Well, somebody asked a musical outside of musical.
So fuck the Reverend Rory Dowd.
Whoa.
I love it.
I forgot that I got a real one of those. That's real.
That is real.
That's not, that's, I didn't clip that
together.
That
didn't make her cry saying
that? Fuck the Reverend Rory Dowd.
Oh, it sounds a little teary.
Yeah. Was she upset?
Cried soon.
Was she like, do I have to say that? Or
yeah,
was
totally.
She like, I want
to totally. Say when it was me and her dad telling her to say that.
Just say it.
Ah, shit.
It's a good one.
No way. Stop it.
Which is not like this.
Suck a dick off a cliff.
What?
That's fake. That's okay, not good. Real.
You
but
guys,
this year,
so
this Christmas, we're going to make her see all kinds of crazy shit.
Well, yeah, well,
this Christmas?
The previous year, we said that she was allowed to swear, but she didn't want to. She wouldn't do it. And then this year, we were able to get her to swear. So next year, oh my God, it's just going to be like...
Tune in
it's
for the swearing.
Fucking, oh my God.
She's probably been working on it all
and
year.
If you podcast listeners have any ideas, like hit us up on our Facebook page as to what horrible things we should make Riku say.
Yep. Or any nice, sweet things you'd like Allison to say.
Right.
Yeah, but don't be creepy. Be clever. Because, don't go down
creepy,
the dark.
Okay.
There's a fine line.
Yeah. Don't go down the black hole. Be funny.
Yeah.
Be
you
like
don't
stupid shit your dad says or something.
Right. You know? You don't want to be. You don't want to step over a line.
There's nothing reverse about this cowgirl.
Right. Don't step over that line, Rick. You ruin everything.
You ruined Christmas again, Rick.
Yeah. On the Christmas podcast for real, dude. Shit.
You guys are terrible.
This is terrible.
We didn't say it.
Well, you...
There's nothing
true.
Reverse.
That's true. I didn't say it. Dang.
Poor girl.
I love my
She
Natalie.
Has no idea she's being exploited by the podcast.
Right? When she gets old enough to listen, she's going to be pissed.
We have her on the show. She's all, I'm just going to murder you on your show.
Did you know?
And that's your last podcast.
That's the last soundbite.
Do you know all these years? What we've been doing to you. Yeah. Okay, so.
Mallory. Will you rescue us with a song, please?
I can try. Do you want funny or sad?
Funny.
Okay. Let's go funny. This is the Star Wars Stalker love song.
You're a million light years away. With hair I can run my fingers through from here. I'm outside your window, I'm perched on the sill with the glass pressed to my ear. Never seem to keep a straight face, though it's the crooked ones I've come to prefer. Snarly teeth, I want your brows where all your eyes give me your mouth. I feel like Stalker of the Year. If distance sorta kinda maybe makes us funny, I'll be the Dave to your Chappelle. If distance sorta kinda maybe makes us rusty, or the staph infection to my rotten nail. The staph infection to my rotten nail. Nail, nail, nail. I creep your Facebook on the more than regular. I wish I could say I didn't tap your computer. The way I get through a long day is grinding through your history to find things that make you squirt. Don't get a restraining order yet. You haven't even heard the best. I have a little hair doll I paid your co-workers for. He lives under my bed. If distance sort of kind of maybe makes us funny, I'll be the Dave to your Chappelle. If distance sort of kind of maybe makes us rusty, or the staph infection to my rotten nail. I like you better when you've Star Wars all day. I'll bring home the bacon veggies tangeray in the closet. I won't get in your way, but I'll paint you stormtroopers with big bouquets. Yes, I'll paint you stormtroopers with big, big bouquets.
That's
amazing.
Rad. Wow.
Aww, I want to be in a scary relationship.
Aww, get mine. Yay.
Wow. Awesome.
Hair dolls and such.
Mm-hmm.
And such.
We're out.
Yay.
So you're back fresh from the playa. How was your Burning Man?
It was good. It was long. It was elective, which I keep reminding myself. You know, it's one of those things.
You chose to go there?
Yeah, you stress about because it's a choice for some reason. But it was really good. I worked, I didn't camp with Jub Jub this year. I worked at Setter Camp and I camped with some DBW outskirts. And I had a really, really good time. I met new people.
That's always nice.
Yeah, I met some really amazing people and I didn't party. I was like, I went to bed every night at a reasonable.
I
didn't see one sunrise.
That's what I did last time I was at Burning Man too. I was like, disappointed.
I made it till 5 a.m. one morning, and I was like, I'm fucking seeing this through. You know, I'm at the burn barrel. I'm just going to do this. And then a dust storm rolled in, and I was like, fuck this place. I'm going to bed. Like, I tried. I tried to give more fucks, but yeah. I've been there so many times now that it's just.
You like out there for like 2 weeks?
I was out there for 10. I don't know. A while. 10 days, maybe? I don't know. Yeah.
10 weeks?
No, 10 weeks. No, not 10 weeks. Like a week and some change, you know. So not that long. Yeah. Yeah. So I was teaching people how to make coffee in Setter Camp. I'm a barista trainer.
Really?
How fun.
Yeah,
you'd think that they would just bring people that knew how to make coffee out there. Considering how many.
You would
that was awesome.
More beer to the studio, please.
More beer
we don't
to
have
the
any
studio.
Interns.
All right, I'll go get it.
Will you?
Chewbacca, please take care of this.
I'll go get it.
Take care of it. He'll go get it. Rick's going
to
get it.
No, he'll get it.
Is Nick going, really?
Nick is going.
You would think that they would bring baristas that already knew how to barista.
There's probably at least 1,000 baristas
and there
in
were
attendance.
So many, and it made my job so much easier because there were so many willing baristas to show up. There were only maybe a handful of people who...
They'll be able to take that you taught them back to the real world and get a job as a barista.
Yeah. It's more so much like infusing how to have fun and while you're making coffee because it's so fucking serious.
It's like a morning bartending job.
Yes, it is.
It makes a big difference.
It does.
The personality when
it
you're
does.
Buying coffee from somebody who's
and
a
then
dickhead,
you've got to
it's bothersome.
Constantly remind people you're at fucking Burning Man. Yeah. Like, could you please stop and do a dance party? Could stop and do this? Let's play telephone.
You're lucky to be here.
Let's be
You can be back in
Modesto.
You're
fucking welcome. Yeah. It gets a little aggressive. You know.
Yeah. Sometimes a lot of people I've noticed at Burning Man. Don't appreciate how lucky they are to actually be there.
It's so true.
Because it's an amazing place.
I know. A lot of people
you paid to be there, typically.
Think it's a chore. You know, like there's this holier-than-thou-ishness that comes with their, I'm a Burning Man. And God, this is my role here, and this is who I become here, and blah, 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 blah. And so very rarely, you know, are people just who they are.
Yep.
I'm Mallory all the time, so I'm Mallory here, I'm Mallory there.
A lot of people
there,
who actually,
there.
You know, work there and put the thing on, sometimes they don't appreciate it nearly as much because they feel like they did all the work and now you're fucking the whole thing up.
You're pissing on it. Yeah.
But that's kind of why they spent $800 or whatever the fuck to go out there was because to piss on something.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true. I haven't bought a ticket to Burning Man in many years. I've ridden the coattails of art. I've ridden the coattails of coffee. I've lucked out in many ways to actually get to attend.
It really has gotten expensive.
It's kind of silly.
Yeah,
still
it got
totally
out of my
worth
it.
Still
range.
Way worth it.
Yeah, it is worth it.
Considering what you get for your money.
A week of camping and hopefully less than a major injury.
Yeah.
This is, I got to dance around in the Thunderdome this year. That was fucking
to dance
fun.
Around?
I did. I wore a corset. I lost my pants and I wore my boots and crazy makeup and hair and I danced around like a fucking psycho in the Thunderdome and it was the best.
Did you fight somebody?
Ever.
With other people? Or
yeah.
Oh, okay.
With other slutty chicks.
I was just visualizing just you in the dome.
No.
Dancing around all beautifully.
I couldn't have done that any
Tuesday
morning.
Awesome.
No, with other people. Just
oh, right
during
on.
The fights and stuff.
That's awesome too.
Yeah, it was really fun. Yeah, that was a
those
good
people
time.
Know how to party.
Fuck yeah, they do. Yeah. They run a good show for many hours in a row.
For years in a row now.
Yes,
since,
yes.
I think since I first started going there
yeah.
back
yeah.
in the 90s.
They've been building that shit for a yeah. while. So it's been fun. It was fun. In long and short, it was very fun. And I'm glad to be home. You know.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Death Guild, right?
Death Guild.
Yeah.
Thunderdome.
Awesome.
Or Death Guild Thunderdome. Yeah. Yeah. They're funny.
They've been there forever.
They have. And they're our neighbor. They're Jub neighbors now. So
that's a good.
It is, you know, for some reasons. Yeah, they just kept us together for, you know, maybe 3 or 4 years directly fence line together. Maybe it's because we're, I don't know, we're old.
They still,
or whatever,
the voted best people still do a skateboard ramp and everything.
They
out
do.
There?
They yeah, have their ramp and then they have
the roller coaster.
I made it out there at the very ass end of everything. But they're out at 2 o'clock and I in the outskirts of mm-hmm. assholery.
Out in the ghetto.
Yeah. Pushed out far beyond the bounds.
No, you guys can just go ahead and go over there.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're loud-ass punk rock and
oh my
skateboarding
God,
all
so
the time.
Funny. They're so funny. They're down to do whatever the fuck all the time, those boys and girls.
The last time I was there, I stayed right next to them, and it was nonstop, 24-hour a day,
oh my
punk
God.
Rock.
All the time.
Mayhem.
Yeah. I popped in there, I think it was Sunday or Monday, and I like they were trying. They all had like tools in their hands, and they were trying to take down the bar, but they were still serving. Like, you know, it was like this thing that wouldn't go away, or we couldn't stop it, and... Anyway, there was maybe one thing that got removed, and Alex took it down, and I saw Dave, and Dave's like, I haven't eaten, and I don't know, but here's a beer, you know, trying to rally it still, you know. Mm-hmm.
What was some of your favorite art out there this year?
Oh, God, what did I see? I don't know. I got a tour of the towers of the lighthouses, I mean.
They looked really cool.
They were beautiful. I got a tour of them. Death Guild girl Raven Ember, she did maybe a few floors of one of them, and it was really beautiful dioramas going through the age of time and insecurity, and it was very, very deep. I was really drunk, and I had my little Lego figure with me, my Lego Mallory, and I was not paying attention, so I couldn't tell you a fucking thing about it, but I was taking lots of pictures of my Lego. So that was cool. I feel like I didn't participate in the art very much this year. I kind of used it as beacons of where I was trying to go. I worked a lot.
Yeah,
and
you
so,
were working.
So I don't know if I... And plus, you know, the man was off limits till Tuesday because his fucker was upside down, stuck upside down for 2 days. And that didn't
what?
Work out so
yeah.
well.
A lot, of, the pictures I saw from out there were pretty
Somebody
awesome.
Somebody installed him upside down?
Well, they got to the point where they released... I'm going to totally mistell this story because I don't know anything officially. But they got to the point where they were going to try and spin him because he was meant to be rotating on his little circle thing.
Oh, yeah,
thing.
Right.
And it gave way. Bolts were flying out everywhere. And it became this ocean nightmare of, like, how the fuck do we finish this man? He's stuck upside mm-hmm. down for an entire day. He doesn't have his head on. He looks super pagan and awesome without a head. And he was stuck that way for a hot minute, you know. And it became, like, how do
pretty
we
rad.
Just get this finished and – safe enough to burn and safe enough to open up to the public, you know.
Kind of a metaphor for Burning Man itself. Right?
Wow.
What a shit show. Yeah. Yeah. So I found a guy with a really loud sound system on his bike, and we pedaled around the man base for those 2 days and played How to Work Better as a Team podcast, like team building exercises, like how to accept failure as a success. Like,
that's awesome.
Yeah, I know. It felt really good. It was so good. So, so that was closed, and the catacombs were closed when I tried to go out and see it. So I really only went to the lighthouses. Those were the bigger burns. But there was a... I don't, you know, I didn't
did
see shit. There was a
burn?
Punny bear. I did.
Oh,
I didn't
good.
Go out to the temple.
But you watched the burn.
I did watch it, you know, and it was nice and quiet, which it always is, and
that
solemn
beautiful
and
too.
Beautiful. Yeah.
I heard that's his last one.
David Best?
That's what someone said. It was like,
I feel like I've heard that a few times. I'm not really sure. I don't know. I feel
every
like
year's like, this is my last
this
time.
This is my last one. This fucking sucks. But I mean, it was beautiful. I didn't go in around it. I felt like that wasn't my year to do that. I didn't have the support system to, like, in me to support someone else's fucking sadness.
Man, there's so much stress when you go out there and you see the guys really working hard on something.
Excuse me.
Like, you're just having a good time partying.
Yeah.
And you see somebody really just like in the throes of really like a stressed
really
out
intense.
Situation, like don't even want to look at
don't
you
want,
and they're just
yeah.
pissed. Yeah.
Well, they're workers
like you'd be
or,
at work.
Or they're at the temple and they're so overcome by emotion because they have
yeah.
so much to
that's
put
a, that's
into
a
it.
Major project.
Yeah. And yeah. you have to, you, I don't know. I don't want to be disrespectful and megaphone into the tempo.
Yeah.
And I don't want to, like,
oh, yeah.
You know,
bust balls on people who
no,
are already busting
that
their
are
own
already,
balls.
Like, yeah. having a hard go at
oh,
the day.
Nice of you.
So, thanks. I thought so too. I was trying. I was trying to edit Mallory. But,
yeah,
so
bust the balls of people who need it busted.
Yeah,
the
fuck
yeah.
them. Get to work. Yeah.
What the
I know.
Fuck is wrong with you guys?
I know. I didn't megaphone very hard this year. There were so many other people with megaphones.
Oh, really? You've set a trend like that now?
Well, I felt like, you know, I really had this moment where I was really quiet with it. And I thought, you know, I've been going out there for a decade or whatever. And I have planted some serious snarky megaphone shit. And I felt like here I was with a functioning megaphone, so quiet. And yet there was all this banter coming at me of snark. Like all this negativity coming finally echoing back at
yeah.
me and not directed towards me, but just like unwitty fucking one-liner bullshit, sexist, blah, blah, blah. Like all this cheap fodder of megaphony. And I thought, you know, man, what did I do to add to that? It kind of made me a little sad. So I
don't feel
you were the best at it. Yeah.
I know.
Well, that's it.
You had a criteria.
That's what's so fucked. I'm really good at it.
Really?
And they suck.
Whenever you're good at something, there's going to be a bunch of half-assed knockoffs.
Right.
Yeah.
It's so hard.
Yeah.
It's so hard.
Biters.
You can't even correct dumb. Like, it's so dumb. They're yeah. just like, hey, show me your tits. Yeah. Does he call that an outfit? How many Muppets have to die to... Fuck you. I said that yeah. shit 5 years ago, motherfucker. Like, get on it.
Yeah. And way more cleverly.
Way more cleverly. Yeah, so it was a little disheartening. I had a quiet megaphone year. It was more for safety and precaution. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, because you know what? They just lump you in with the other dickheads.
Right?
Yeah.
They don't know.
Yeah, they don't know.
They don't know. They
yeah,
have
they
no
don't
idea.
Know the work and the trial and error with that shit.
Right? You know how much whiskey went into this? So much whiskey went into that. So
and
true.
I remember the people at our camp would, there's the heaven seats and the hell seats. And sometimes it would be enough people out there to fill up both sides, but rarely. Mostly rarely. Everybody's hanging out over on the
hillside.
On the hillside.
On the dark side.
With the megaphone.
With Mallory and the mm-hmm. megaphones. Yeah,
but
that
it wasn't the hell side. It was just the dark and the light.
It was.
You know?
Well, I mean, there have to be two porches. You can't have, there's a yin
the
and
dark,
yang to everything.
The dark is always attractive.
And some of those people did go through the hell and then go sit in the good seats and hang out. Like going through hell before you get to heaven type thing.
Right. It's an exercise. You have to walk across this like barrel, this tunnel of shame.
And drink whiskey.
Ostracize.
Get that right. shamed
get
until
swag.
You.
Get swag. Yeah. Oh, porch. Yeah, I don't know.
I heard there's a lot of earwigs down there. Was that true?
In Burning Man?
You bring up an excellent point, me from 3 months ago.
I like that I can look at you and your mouth isn't moving, but you're like a ventriloquist right now. I like it.
I met a really fat girl in Elko.
How did he do that?
That was like 3 years ago. She was very nice. I stuck my dick in it and nothing happened. That was Rick's own story. I was just
Chewy's back. That's funny. Oh, there are not a lot of earwigs. There's a lot
no,
of
there's
earwigs.
No bugs.
I'm glad she answered the question.
A lot of ear infections.
Yeah.
Not a lot of earwigs.
That's what I like about Burning Man. There's not that many earwigs.
I like it too. That's why I started going, because I was like, I can camp for a week and there's no fucking bugs.
Could you imagine?
Yes.
Okay, now there's 30,000 people here.
That bring your
all
own
stinky
bugs.
As hell, but there's no bugs. Well, but even then, I was amazed that there was 30,000 people and no bugs.
Right. I heard
there's
there were,
no flies or mosquitoes.
No.
Because
they can't make
scorpions.
It across the playa to where you're at.
People will bring up
people
bring up
now. Now yeah. there's probably
on
more
accident.
Of a
you know,
it, yeah.
I mean, you, it's why it's so magical when you see
fruit
a dragonfly.
Fly.
You're like, oh, I'm having a moment with you know, blah blah. No.
Yeah,
there was never bees. There's no mosquitoes.
Die in the
yeah, it's doomed.
Snakes, scorpions. There's nothing
no,
like that.
Because there's no, they don't,
no.
they can't make
there
it across
scorpions
the playa.
Out there.
No,
they make it out to Frog Pond or something.
Yeah,
maybe.
If you go by the dune side, yeah, Frog Pond side, there's lots of fucking shit that'll chew you up.
That's too bad. There's scorpions, but
there are scorpions. Yeah. They're dusty too. You have to have the special light to see them.
Oh yeah,
or whatever.
But scorpions do shine in fluorescent light.
Safety. Yeah.
I bet.
Safety
and, what is that? Heat vision. I bet they show up too because of their venom.
You're
huh?
cold-blooded.
That's not even real, Nick.
Scorpions are cold-blooded.
Heat vision.
Oh, they're like cold blooded.
They're hot because they're hot venom.
Oh,
Nick.
Heat vision. Like
I
predator.
Thought, maybe they had hot venom.
Predator vision. That's all you had to say.
It burns everybody when it goes in.
Fuck you, Nick.
That's in. That's in the movies, dude.
Heat vision.
Shamed.
I see what you're saying.
Maybe there could be, heated scorpions out there.
Did you play music out there, Bernie Man?
I did. I have a phobia of playing in public, but I try to make myself play out there.
Do you play in the center camp at the?
No, there's too many people. So I play on the Death Guild porch or on the Jub Jub's porch early in the morning with my coffee, smoking cigarettes and hanging out and whoever's around, and usually not very many people. But I do try to play Jess's song maybe once at least for sure out there.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. I try to play that for camp and then, yeah, whatever comes out. I don't know. It's usually make up stupid songs about people walking around, entertain myself, pretend that I just hold it. Actually, I do a lot of holding it and not a lot of playing it because I get really fucking nervous. I'm doing really well right now.
You're doing great.
Did you play your Star Wars Stalker song out there?
I did.
Did they love it?
They did like it. They thought it was cheesetastic.
A lot of people can relate to that song.
It's right? A very good song.
It's cheesy. It makes me laugh. I like the laughy songs.
I love it.
Yay. Thanks for listening. I did play music.
Will you play us another song?
No. My palms are so sweaty.
Will you play us another song, Valerie?
All right. Let me drink my beer.
Dig.
Circumcised or not?
Circumcised what?
Oh, sorry. Sure.
Yeah, we're not gonna.
Almost like we kid ourselves, pretending we live the life we choose. There's no real say in what we get here, real control lies in what we refuse. Could clench tight, my eyes could dilate, my lips could part right, my mind would hesitate. I could stand here, paint a picture, hope another something beautiful might appear. Got a long list of no but thank yous, long enough to wrap around my house, neighbor's yard, a bit of biting truth and each excuse why I don't want what's been offered so far. My hands could clench tight, my eyes could dilate, my lips could part right, my mind would hesitate. I could stand here, paint a picture, hope another something beautiful might appear. I tiptoed slightly, declined politely, sat the dance out and parked my shoes. Let you fly by me, my words defied me, still inside me, I should have said yes to you. My hands could clench tight, my eyes could dilate, my lips could part right, my mind did hesitate. I could stand here, paint a picture, hope another something beautiful might appear. Might appear.
Hell yeah.
That's beautiful.
Oh,
beautiful.
Really pretty.
Oh, thanks, Kelly. It's cool. Oh, my God.
Touching.
So touching.
And the crickets in the background. Oh. I love the crickets.
Singing
poetic.
Along.
Poem tunes. My hands are drunk. So is my throat. It's not my fault.
Oh. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for listening.
Mallory, last time you were on our show, you met Cody.
I did.
How are things going in your life? I mean, like that was crazy. What is going to crazy happen now that you've been on our show this time?
I don't
time?
Know. But I almost married him twice.
No shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yep. It shows Kenny. A real love connection.
It's far out.
Yeah, I don't know. It is a love connection. I don't know what's going to happen now. But it's usually something incredible and cosmic.
Nick and I are married. And
yeah, we're
Rick
all
going to fall down the stairs.
Yeah, we're all spoken for.
Yeah.
So to speak, but,
excuse me. You mean I don't have a chance?
I guess
Belching Mallory can't get some.
Well, no, you would have to date. You would have to date my roommate, and that's Penny. So.
Oh.
Oh yeah, the Hillary Clinton people came by asking for her while you were upstairs setting up, Rick.
But we're no longer.
The Hillary Clinton
bi-weekly.
Came by looking for Penny.
Well, it was a dude working for Hillary Clinton asking for somebody by her name. And gave me a pamphlet to give to her.
Did you just laugh and say, like, she's going to vote for Trump? You know?
Like
she's going to vote for Trump.
I'll give it to her. So now, if you're wondering why that Hillary Clinton thing is on your kitchen counter.
Oh, the Hillary Clinton came by looking for Penny. Okay. Yeah.
All right.
I get it. Oh, fuck.
Little behind the scenes here at the Dogwater Studios.
That's the kind of shit that the magic that you're all missing out on.
That's the kind of shit everybody wants to know out there in Podcastville.
Podcastville.
So, like, you're an artist. You're a painter. You're an awesome singer. Oh. You do all kind. You just live the artist lifestyle, right?
Yeah. What have you been painting lately? So like, what have
poor.
Your subjects been?
I've been working on this tarot project for the last fucking 3 years.
Oh my God!
And yesterday or the day before was the first day. I was like, I want to quit.
You got to do 72 cards.
So many. Actually, it's more like 86 because I have doubles of some because people showed up for the photo shoot and now I have to paint them because they showed up 3 years ago. Because
really?
I'm weird like that, yeah.
You got
so I have a really big deck. It'd probably be even more than by then. But
so is it going to give like bad like futures because there's the wrong number of stuff?
No. Oh. No, I think it should be fine. I think depending on what... It's really just the trump cards that have extras. It's and the other ones, the pip cards don't have extras.
Yeah,
really
for the
doing
pip
a whole deck?
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I'm sorry. You're...
Wow.
Nick, you're in
die.
It. You remember?
Far out. I remember shoot being at the photo shoot.
I haven't gotten to your card yet, babe. I'm on number two, but I have bounced around a bit. I've been painting Maymay for the last 3 days, and I just want to punch her in the face. It's not my fault. She has a lot of freckles. She has so many freckles. It just makes.
Can't you just like kind of draw her and then just flick like
no.
shit?
Yeah, a little bit. I learned to use my fingers this
splatter.
Time.
Splatter.
Yeah. Yeah, a little toothbrush flick. Action. Yeah.
I've seen this Scotty Hanshaw and the Andy Luna ones.
Yes.
Those are awesome.
They are going to be also wonderfully magnetic.
They're all
going to
be
I,
great.
When I get them done. It's just been, I didn't
it's
think.
It's a big project.
It is. I didn't think I would get so balls deep in the research of tarot and the history of cardomancy.
Could you imagine
and,
how long it took the guy to paint that whole Thoth tarot thing?
I can't.
Yeah.
No,
forever.
And I think about Pamela Coleman Smith doing the weight deck and how thankless of a job that was, but to manifest all these images that are now carbon produced onto other decks, it blows my mind, the thought of it, you know. And it's really been really fun because I'm trying to get the subject in there and I'm trying to get the essence of Reno in there and then put a little bit of me in there and then keep it true to tarot. And it's just been a fucking juggle and so much research. And I've really gone down the rabbit hole of symbology. So that's been really cool too.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah. I like that. I like nerding out on it as much as I fucking hate it. Like I love it. It's such a battle, but I've been trying to.
How do you feel about it today?
I feel like I need to, tomorrow will be better.
Okay.
That's how I feel.
But you don't feel as bad as like when you said you wanted
no,
to quit.
No, I stared at this card and I just like I want them all. I can see it in my – it's the same feeling you have when you're, again, in middle school or some age, and you are sitting down at a piece of paper, and you have the picture in your head, and you want it to be exactly what that is. And you make one mark on the canvas or the paper, and you've already fucked it up. And you can't erase it.
Yeah.
And it's already there, and you need new paper. And you're just – all you have to do is quietly, like, adultly – silence that voice and get past
like
it. And
Jack but
some
Nicholson
days that voice wins. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have to just like get past wanting to light everything on fire. Mm-hmm. And because fuck.
Wow.
You know? So you just have to So I think tomorrow if I don't know, man. Like if I switch paintings, all of my paints get confused and I have to change all palettes over to a different color scheme and then it gets really then I forget what I use on this one and then
so you gotta do one at a time.
I do. I have to fucking finish.
Treat each one as a
and there's
whole
so many
separate project.
Decisions that have to happen. Like in each one of like, okay, does everybody know that this crescent moon symbolizes Isis or the high priestess? Or what if I put this here? Like
You gotta respect the whole thing, right?
It's so cheese dick. Yeah.
Bunch of rules.
And
you
I don't read
follow.
Tarot. I don't give a fuck. I don't read tarot, but I'm gonna be really good at it by the time I'm done. But I don't read
far
it.
Out.
So it's so backwards.
Dude,
I'm interested in seeing if you could do a reading like after you finish the thing.
Oh, it's going to be good.
Like how well your readings were by the time she finished it
or something.
Oh my
gosh. I just spent a month in South Carolina illustrating the Minor Arcana and that was getting really cool. Like
what's it called?
What the fuck are you talking about? I actually do know what I'm talking about. What are you talking about?
The Minor Arcana.
Josh.
So there's the major and the minor. There's the trump cards. Okay. And then there's like the one through or the two through.
Like the eight of swords.
Yeah, 2 through 10 or whatever. Like I should know this better. But and then the face cards. So there's like the page and the knight and the queen and the king and blah.
Face.
So I was illustrating those ones and going through numerology and stuff. I'm gonna be fucking good at it. I'm gonna be so good at it. I'm gonna see into your futures whether you guys like it or not.
Trippy.
It's gonna be awesome. I know.
I want to see that whole show.
Yeah, I know. I have plans.
Every card I want to go.
I have plans.
It's gonna be awesome.
It's gonna be good plans. They're good plans. They're art fag plans. I'm excited. Yeah, yeah. The photograph of you is so great. Such a great photograph. Your
Thank
eyes are
you.
Just so brown and your.
I'm very photogenic.
You're very pretty. Very pretty. Pretty Ramirez.
Some of my mom says.
art.
Wow. And are you teaching art now?
No, I was.
You were teaching for
I did.
A while,
I did
right?
3 years of middle school art teaching.
Are you still at that warehouse awesome. Studio place?
No, fuck that place. The generators suck a dick, Matt Schultz.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Sorry. Right. I just have to say it every time.
Last time I saw your work, you working, you were over there. So
I didn't get a goddamn thing
totally
done
shitty.
There. No, I had to move out of there. That was the biggest mistake.
With a lot of distraction and shit going on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I felt like that dude rode the coattails of my last name for a hot minute, and I gave a lot of tours and I didn't get anything done. And no. So I haven't. I had to move everything back home. I actually got kicked out of the generator. Yeah.
I heard it's hard to get kicked out of that place.
Well... There's a story in there. I don't know what to tell it, but I did.
I'm proud of you.
At the very
know.
End, well, let me just say, like, at the very end, like, I moved all my shit out in a fucking instant. Like, I had trucks ready. Like, I was like, fuck this place. And I took spray paint, and I never tag. I'm not a tagger. We talked about tagging a little bit. I'm not a tagger. But I did, right? Like, what is that quote from the.
That was before the show. That
Animal Farm, yeah. All art. Wait, what is it? All animals are created equal, but some are more equal than others. And that's what it was. Like, that place was fucking Animal Farm. And if you weren't working on Matt's project, you just, I'm going to say way too much right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
Animal Farm.
For.
So I moved down to Animal Farm and I moved back home and I got a lot more work done. Long and short of that shit.
It seemed like kind of a party place, too. I mean, the times I was there was like, wow, this is really like, how could you get anything done here? This is really fun.
Right. Every art warehouse that, like, starts up, you get that artist mentality. And all you do is want to party for the minute and celebrate how awesome it is and kind of get stuff done. And then it kind of should quiet down if you have good leadership and structure in that not too fine-tuning of an artist way. excuse me. It should be.
Well, let's ask around then. The Potentialist, have you ever worked there with Pan and Eric and them?
I have. It's a good spot. They have a really big theater in the back. Yeah.
The new place.
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. I did. Yeah. So I've had a show at Raw, Reno Artworks. And then I had some stuff in the Potentialist before. That was interesting.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just going to talk shit.
Are you still, thinking of being independent is the way to go?
I like
Mallory.
I feel like I am. You know how cats like crawl under the porch to die? You know, so allegedly, I do
Our
that.
Our dogs do that too.
I crawl under the porch to draw. Like, I like to be alone. I like to be uninterrupted. I like to dance around like a fucking retard. All over. Yeah, like, I just like to be alone and talk to myself and listen to music. You know, like, I just need to be.
Everybody's got a different way they like to do stuff.
Yeah. And so even just teaching, like, sucked a little bit of that time away.
Dance and take your clothes off while you're teaching?
No, not while I was teaching. We did dance around. We listened to Pandora all day.
Right.
Yeah, we danced around. We had a good time.
Get the juices flowing.
Yeah, and it was so cute. Some of the songs that the kids knew in class, like, you know, we had to pick, you know, school-friendly Pandora stations, and then sometimes Queen would come on and they would sing. They all knew the words to that and Journey and that Hozier song, like, bring me to church, I'll worship like a dog. They all knew those words, too. Mm-hmm. But, so we had some along some dance.
It's cool being in touch with that age of person.
It is.
Because you just don't even, like, I don't have any idea what they're into.
No.
Yeah.
They're weirdos.
But when I was in middle school, if you were my art teacher, I'd be in love with you.
They were.
Yeah.
I had one little boy who, we had like.
This is a full-grown middle school kid, not a little boy.
He was a little guy. He was on the spectrum of touch, sort of. And he would come up.
You mean like touch could be good, bad,
autistic.
Or like.
Yes, he was autistic. Pretty far out there.
Okay.
And he didn't really have a lot of social cues.
Word spectrum should have tipped me off. I'm sorry.
He would come up to me at recess every day and he would touch my shoulder because that was like when conversation would happen with like physical touch. He'd be like, Miss Mallory, you have really big boobs. I would say, so-and-so, is that really appropriate to say to me? No, I mean, really big. Like, it was like a repeat thing that he would do. And I would just have to, like, off the cuff it, because I have no real training. I'm just like, nuts.
You
really
grab the bullhorn. All right. You asked for it.
Yeah.
Mallory has big boobs.
Miss Mallory has... That's really big boobs.
Ho, ho, ho.
I'll never not see that or hear it in my head. It's forever echoing. Oh, God.
Wow. That's sweet.
It is sweet. It's so innocent. And it's such a strange time. And
didn't know what to say.
No, it took me back. Yeah. I had to explain. I had two little girls once come up to me and ask, Miss Mallory, hey, what's cunt? And I'm like, what did you say? What is cunt? Like, okay, well, you see how upset I am right now? Don't say it again. Second of all, like, ask your parents, go home, and like, find out what you're supposed to like.
That's
ask your parents.
You didn't give them any info.
Oh no,
all?
Third up was like, it is derogatory, like, slang for the female genitalia. Yeah. And it's not meant in kindness. Yes, it's a slang word, negative, like anger.
It's a bad word.
Yeah, it's a bad word.
And so
I was like, don't ever say it, you know. And then they walk away, and they come back like 2 seconds later, like, Miss Mallory, is it cun or cunt? Like, with a T.
Well, then you gotta
get fucking with you.
No, they're so innocent. They're so cute. They don't get it. And I was like, I have to give you a straight up answer and like the PC answer.
You tell
like,
some middle school kids not to say something. They're like, well, how do
I know?
How do we
don't say it again?
It?
But how do we pronounce it, Miss Mallory?
Oh,
Miss Mallory.
My 13-year-old twin nieces. I was at rib cook-off with them downtown Sparks. And you know that? Well, who's that giant Willy guy? It's the giant guy that's made of like. And he's always stood out front of the Nugget. It's like Last Chance Joe.
That is
Last Chance Joe.
Yep.
Well, you remember, like, they took him down, and
he's
for
over
a while,
by the Sparks Museum now.
But for a while, he was like laying on his back with like a tarp over his face, so it looked like he was dead. they killed Last Chance Joe. I drove past it a bunch of times. I was like, that is so sad that Last Chance Joe is dead.
Last Chance Joe is dead. I didn't even know he was sick.
We went to Rib Cook-Off, and he was up, and you know how he's a really colorful statue, and they had him all primered because I guess they're repainting him. And so he was solid gray. And one of my nieces looked at me and said, Uncle Rick, didn't he used to be colored? And I said, honey, that's not nice to say about people.
You had to go there.
We don't use that word.
Yeah. No.
So
that's funny, though.
I had to explain to somebody that like Oriental was not okay.
Right, but every time somebody says I had to go to orientation, I always make my eyes go squinty.
Oh.
Right? Like, and then I went
I was
to orientation.
About my rug.
That's not cool, Rick.
That's not cool. It's so wrong that I would think that. I don't know why I think that's so funny.
Can I get a namaste?
Yeah, we should have, we should probably have a few of them.
Namaste.
There we go.
Namaste.
Yeah, we've been going down the Oriental Cunt Road for a while. Turn it back
the colored
around.
People statues.
Oh, Lord.
The expressions and opinions made on the show aren't entirely of the Worst Little Podcast or its cast of characters.
Right, it's totally fine to say colored. If you're talking about a statue.
But that's besides the point.
Right.
Right.
My nieces think it's bad for guys to take their shirts off in public.
I agree.
Like, they'll be like some tweaker guy with this really hot, lean build with a bunch of tattoos walking by, and I'll be thinking, you must work out. And then they'll be like, oh, God, put your shirt on, dude.
Because it's
like,
nasty.
I'm like, no.
Nobody wants
it's hot out.
And then we made fun of his tattoos, which were stupid, but.
Oh, shit. Sexy, muscular black guys.
He wasn't black. It was a white tweaker, dude.
With the shirt off. Surprise.
At the rib cook-off? I can't imagine such a thing.
I know, it's weird.
That food's spicy.
Oh, man.
I miss moments.
I went 4 times to the fucking rib cook-off.
Did you
really? Shit.
For
dude,
funnel
cakes? It's the line ride. You just stand in lines. And the funnel cakes are terrible.
Wow.
I went twice in one day. Not for ribs, necessarily. I mean, one time for ribs, but then one time later to drink at a bar next to the rib cook-off.
They ain't got no Ferris wheel. I was looking for a Ferris wheel. I wanted a Ferris wheel, but they got the scary Ferris wheel that like spins really fast.
Ooh. Yeah.
I'm not going to ride that. It's totally different, bro.
Zipper's awful.
No, it was a round one. It wasn't the uppy downy zipper one. It was like a round one, but it was just like the zipper. All the cars flipped around. And if you were in the ride with some asshole, they could spin the inside and make you spin more. It's that kind. Zipper.
Oh, yeah. I remember those.
It's like, I'm not going on that. Fuck that.
They had something called a barbecue sundae. It had pulled pork,
baked
beans. Coleslaw and blue cheese all together in a cup that you eat with a spoon.
Oh,
it's
my
fucking
God.
Awesome,
it
was like
which
the best thing
had
of all
that?
Time.
I
knew
it was called Bourbon Q.
Good.
Because we got
it looks
the
like ice cream.
That's
you
dude
see people
food.
It's so
dude
good.
Food.
Potatoes.
It's just like a big plate of barbecue
that
you mix
that
all.
Shit.
Oh man.
Well, you see people walking around with the potato so chip good. Hat. That's like a big like cake of potato chips. Like they just take potato chips and like dump them, and it's the shape of a giant hat, and they just cover it in.
There's awful things going on there, but. Man,
fucking, we
delicious.
Had that. It was delicious.
Yeah,
really good. Really good food. Funnel cake was good. It just wasn't air races or balloon races. Good.
No.
What was your favorite rib?
It was, dude. We had two. I don't know what their names were, and one was clearly better. They were both excellent, though. I would have been happy like shove my face in either one of them.
They were pretty much all delicious.
It was a while ago, so I guess you
one
can't
like
quite
a Chicago
remember.
Company had some that were real good. It's all about the sauce, really. All the ribs are kind of cooked the same.
I wanted all the miscellaneous sauce. Food. I wanted
like
the,
when
the
meat
frozen
falls off. Like
we got my daughter a piece of watermelon for $2 or something, but it was actually like a quarter of a watermelon. It was like
shit.
A watermelon cut into fours, long ways.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty great.
She'd hang out with.
Please
have
you give me some coffee. Yeah.
Did you get any coffee for her?
No, not there.
You dick.
That's not nice, Allie. Come
Daddy.
On.
Daddy.
Allie. Oh, woo, woo, woo. No, so, I had lemonade, a lot of lemonade there.
Yeah, the lemonade was awesome.
Sweet. Great.
Oh, my
good.
God. Fucking really good. Like, I got that for everybody. And But it's $6 a glass.
Yeah.
Whoa.
It benefits
big
somebody's
glass.
High
big
school
glass.
Or something or other.
But fuck, shit, that was
well,
really
yeah,
delicious.
Everything at the Rib Cook-Off is too expensive.
Has some charity, then that's good.
And then we walked to the 7-Eleven and got a giant jug of water and refilled our lemonade with that for $2.
Yeah.
Like, and yeah.
That's cool. Yeah.
God bless the Rib Cook-Off. And the parking, how far away did you have to park?
First, I just parked right at the Nugget, right in their little, right where Birth Antenna used to be on that part of the
right,
parking lot.
Right. That's where Last Chance Joe was
first
dead.
First time, yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. That
they
that
moved
that
him over to the Sparks. Museum now.
Yeah, he's up now and he's gray.
Yeah.
How long ago was it that they had Bertha and Tina? Like, when did that go away? What year?
Probably when I was.
I remember
in
them.
Elementary school.
I worked at the
but
Nugget.
No, I mean they had Bertha and Angel because Tina shit on the audience one time.
And then
they got rid of Tina and sold her to the circus.
When I worked at the Nugget, I would be on break and they would still be walking them around the property on a daily basis.
Driving the freeway and seeing their little sand pit.
Yeah, when I was a young kid, I remember my mom taking me and seeing them. Just, you know, you could just go look at them.
Did you ever go?
I know they were there like 17 years ago. Yeah. That's the last time I saw them.
I don't know. It's been a hot minute.
Sounds about right.
I don't know if they still had shows, but they still lived there.
Did you guys ever go visit the lion at the MGM?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
That was cool, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was when the MGM first opened. There was a lot of cool little shops right there on that little mall.
When the MGM first opened? Gosh, how long ago was that? That is an old ass company.
Oh my god! I saw like a who was the wrestler that was in Princess Bride?
Andre the Giant.
I saw Andre the Giant at a wrestling event when I was like 13 years old. At the MGM.
I saw like Randy Macho Man Savage and Ricky Steamboat battle there one time.
Do you know
in the ballroom?
Fuck.
What?
Yeah.
And they had Hello Hollywood Hello, and I hear that the airplane that they used for Hello Hollywood Hello is still in theater.
I saw it last night.
Because they can't take it out.
It's still back there. I went to a show at the Grand Sierra last night, and they pulled the backstage thing down for a minute, and I could see it back there. It's still sitting there.
Shit.
I don't know, when Ween played here, they said they smoked weed on that thing.
Sweet.
And so I believe Snoop Dogg also said the same thing.
Getting still high there on the airplane.
Well, speaking of Ween... Mallory, do you have any other songs you'd like to listen to?
Speaking of Ween, I could do one.
That'd be awesome.
I guess so. They're just little poem tunes. They're kind of short.
I love them.
All right, this one's really short.
As night collapses into the arms of morning, my hands strum your chest like...
Oh, shit. That up.
As night collapses into the arms of morning, my hands strum your chest like a guitar with goosebumps and twitches forming. I see the shapes of you as you really are, hand over heart, palm down. Inhale, exhale, hold. Breath between us and no one around. Inhale, exhale, hold. Skin and sheets, half awake and half asleep. Constellation freckles with mountains between your knees. Quartz keys. Pillow sweet, some of you and all of me. Hand over heart, palm down. Inhale, exhale, hold. Breath between us and no one around. Inhale.
Yay.
Yeah,
they're just little songs and stuff.
It's been so long since I laid next to somebody and strummed their chest like a guitar.
Right? It's just that little moment of spooning where you're just like, oh, we're so close.
Dude, that's all I care about. Every time I have sex, that's all I really want is that.
It's part
of
the spoons. The spoons is the strumming. Yay, you got it.
Yeah,
I'm glad you got it. That's exciting.
I was there.
Yay.
I was there.
I was there. Cool.
Do you have another one for us?
Oh, fuck. Right now?
Sometimes we like to double up when we get
short. When they're short.
When they're short, yeah.
It was super short. I know. Oh, you think, what did I go through? I have all of my songs written on the side of my guitar. Because I get so nervous and I forget everything I know.
That's smart.
It's helpful in moments like this.
If Steve Allen did that, he'd need a really big guitar. Steve Allen write like 6,000 songs or something.
Oh, my gosh.
Did he?
Yeah. Let's do that one.
I don't know.
Steve Allen. Yeah. I don't have any of his records. Do you?
I could be thinking of a different guy. I think he wrote them like for other people. Okay. Like Kris Kristofferson. Everything.
Or Paul Anka.
Everything was yeah. They wrote everything. Like, you know.
There's like no rhyme or reason to this set. It's kind of funny.
Part of me so rightly believes Any bastard be lucky to catch a lift on my coattails. And it's not arrogant, it's newly confident. I double dog dare you to protest. And I'd just like to make my way through, finally get my hands on a killer three-piece suit and drown out the folks who think they know best, shoving me, kicking and screaming into a dress. Human etiquette only gets you so far. You find yourself empty in some shithole bar, forgetting all the ways you should act. It's your cigarette, cigarette hits you right back. I'm sorry if I ever try to change you, help you bend a better fit in my space. And these words are bigger than us both, but they're no longer waiting written on my face. And this song has no chorus, no part I want to repeat. If you didn't hear me the first time around, I suggest you stand up and start moving, moving your feet.
Yay!
Yay! Uh-huh.
It's like having a beautiful mind on the show today. If you haven't seen Mallory's pictures, where can they go to see your pictures, first off?
Like art stuff?
Yeah.
I have a website. It's www.theartonym, A-R-T-O-N-Y-M. I decided to come up with my own word, artonym.com. But mostly it's just on Facebook. I have a lot of shit on there.
Yeah.
On Mallory's Gallery on Facebook.
A lot of great looking stuff.
Great looking stuff. Yeah. So everything is on both.
Everything's for sale?
For the most part, yes. I have is for sale. Are you kidding? I'm trying to liquidate so much shit right now. I'm purging with price tags, and it's not really working out. I mean, a little bit, but not really. I'm trying to get rid of everything.
How do people listen to some of your music?
Oh, there's two SoundClouds now, because I got an iPad, and I thought I would grow up in the recording world.
Ooh.
So I'm trying to garage band some of my re-record stuff.
Oh, it's,
so,
cool. It's hard to see you live anywhere, because you don't play.
I don't play. I'm trying. Usually for charities or Mary Anarchy, I'll play, but I just can't play at Jubb's. Maybe that could be, like, the venue is too much for me, or I don't know. But yeah, I can't play in public. So I have a SoundCloud. I have Mallory Kate Music at SoundCloud, and then there's a Mallory Mishler at SoundCloud. And one of them's older and has more shit, but they're really like when you had a Samsung that finally had the recording app recordings, and they're really faint and stuff. So I'm trying to work on that. I'm trying to grow up, do sound cool stuff. Yeah.
I bet it sounds cool with the texture too, because really just guitar and your voice is.
I like
the words, the beautiful words you're saying.
I like the words. I don't have to get much more fancy. Yeah. I would like to try to get fancy sometimes. Like I sang with some guy out on Playa, and it was really fun. It was nice to collaborate and stuff, but I don't know. I'm not like the most skilled picker. Bar chords are my enemy. I play with a capo. What the fuck am I doing? But I really like writing, and I like singing, you know. So if I could find some counterpart to do stuff, that would be awesome. Still, it was funny because I listened back to the last recording that I did here to make sure I wasn't going to play the same songs. And,
doing some homework.
Yeah, doing a little homework. And I said,
thanks
the same
for
shit.
Listening.
I know, you're welcome.
We got another listen.
I said the same thing. I'm like, if I could find somebody that could really play guitar, it'd be really awesome. Somebody I could work with. But
yeah, and instead you got a boyfriend.
I know. Right. I know. But instead I got a boyfriend.
Well, you know, it's the way it works sometimes.
So close.
Well, we love you, Mallory.
Oh,
we do
thank
love
you for
it's
having
so nice
me.
To see you.
This has been such good therapy. You have
no
idea.
Do you think we should do a quiz, or should we just wrap her up?
No, dude. I think this has been great. And you did the quiz last time. Did we ask you terrible questions?
I think maybe you did. Well, you guys, what the fuck?
You skipped through the music, huh?
Yeah.
You
always ask terrible questions.
No, we talked about tons
do
of
a quiz.
Terrible stuff.
Let's do a quiz.
All right, let's do a.
I want to know what the quiz is.
A quick worst little quiz. Let's see what Mallory gets this time.
No competition.
What, 4 years
playing
later.
Against yourself.
Oh, is it the same quiz you asked the same
people? No, we changed.
We got all kinds of new shit.
It's changed since then, but
yeah,
do you want the music, Nick?
Yeah, give me the music, Rick.
As you wish, Uncle Nick.
Thank you, Riku. That's right. It's time for the worst little quiz with our very own Mallory Mishler playing against her old score from 2012. So let's see how she does. All right, first up, one of the classic questions. The age, circumstance, and location of the loss of your virginity. Go.
Age, circumstance, and location?
Yes.
I was 18. I was ready to make an adult decision that nobody could argue with. And I had a boyfriend with two tongue rings, like one in the normal area and one at the tip. And I was like, fuck yeah, he's going to eat me out forever. And
rapidly scoring points. Keep going.
And it was my birthday. I had gotten a piercing, a tattoo, and I was ready to fuck. And I did, and it was such a letdown. It was like he didn't do anything. There was no foreplay.
Really?
No.
A dude with that many tongue rings.
I know. Oh god, I'm sorry, I'm ready to yell on this. I know. I'm still pissed. Yeah. I know. He never did. And he just had a lisp, and I had to like date him for another 2 weeks.
Where were you?
I was at what was that chick's name? I was at a friend's house in her parents' bed.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, you don't have to say names or nothing.
I couldn't remember if I tried.
Is everyone satisfied, Rick? Are you satisfied?
Yeah, that was great.
Okay. What was the first rock concert you ever tuned? Like a big rock concert.
Big?
Or music concert, whatever kind of music.
Outside, but like the Delmar. Delmar doesn't count.
Delmar has some good ass shows.
That would count. That would count.
I remember. Okay, let's go with that. That was the first one. And I think I was maybe 14 or something, and my mom dropped me off, and it was, I think maybe Save Ferris was playing. Could have been Lagwagon, could have been All.
Okay.
And I was so intimidated. I remember thinking, people are smoking in here next to me. Like, I wasn't even a smoker yet. I was just like, they're so adult.
Yeah.
Like, don't move. Delmar, don't let anybody know how old you are, and good thing you're wearing your Chucks.
Wow.
Good thing you fit in at this nasty ass dive piece of shit. Don't worry.
Wow.
I think that was probably my first show.
Okay.
Show.
Okay.
It's been a while.
What was your first rock album that you bought that with your own money that you really needed to have?
Ooh. I went to this house sale, like a estate sale, and I got Cramps' Smell of Female on tape. And I bought that for 75 cents.
I think you're officially the coolest person we've had on the podcast so far.
And I remember that changed my life.
That's pretty badass.
It was like this house on Second Street, like ages and ages and ages ago, and they were selling all these tapes. And I think I picked up like Andre Franco and PJ Harvey, but I remember Cramps' Smell of Female. And that was on repeat in my ghetto blaster in the Jeep for many years.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right.
That was a good story.
If you could start a fight with any person history.
Oh, history.
Who would it be? Or, I mean, now counts as history, too.
Yeah, those people are part
of history. God, I feel like I'm all reared up from talking shit about art shit. If I could start a fight with anyone from history. I'm such a puss. I've never punched anyone in my life. I don't even know how to start a fight, like a verbal fight. Part of me wants to say Hitler.
Think Thunderdome. Like, who'd you get in Thunderdome with throughout human history and smack them in the head with those things?
And everybody says Hitler.
I know that's a zero. I feel like that's not what I mean to think. Who would I like to punch in the face? That dude I dated with two tongue rings who didn't fucking come out. Fuck that guy.
That's right. Fuck that.
Just killed that answer.
I want to punch that guy.
Fuck that guy. He did it wrong. Excellent. Let me down at 18.
Bitch.
Let's see.
Rick, do you remember any of our quiz questions?
Oh, we ran out of quiz questions.
No, we didn't run out.
I'm so sorry.
I'm trying to get the interesting ones.
When you search for dirty movies on the internet, what are your favorite keywords to search?
Ooh, finger fucking first.
Oh, yeah.
Massage is a good one.
I don't like massage because they're always greasy.
Yeah.
That's
I'm like,
I'm
why
about.
Do you gotta be greasy?
Fuck yeah.
They're cute.
It
guys
always starts really
greasy.
Innocent. I think I like the innocentness. Yeah. Of, like,
it's
innocent
just like a
moment.
Professional relationship between yeah. you and your masseuse, and next mm-hmm. thing you know, they're jerking
then
you off.
Next thing you know, like, it's escalated, and yeah. oh my God, where did the towel go? And
what happened?
What's happening? And oh, there's, oh, yeah. oh, I'm so startled, but I'm welcoming. You know, it's always super pervy. So I guess those are the first two. Not that I had that answer right off the bat. Jesus.
What would be your last meal on Earth? What's your favorite thing that you... All right, this is the last one. I'm going to go transcend to the heavens. What is your last meal?
What is the last meal? Oh, gosh, you know, Faith always used to cook the best tofu. I think Faith's Asian flared tofu would
was
probably
like-
be... She has the best way of pressing it, and then she fries it. Oh, something
is
Asian.
Sauce, is the sauce like creamy or soy-based?
It's soy-based, and it's got a little ginger
you
in
know
it.
You're
it's all, everything's
you're
always...
going to be dead, fuck. Like, next. You could have
tofu?
Anything you wanted.
I know. Okay, wait. So tofu.
Face tofu, I'm
that's
sure
just something
delicious.
I miss now, maybe. What would be the thing I would eat that would clog all the arteries and give zero fucks? I had Chick-fil-A recently. I was in the South. That sounds like it could kill me.
I'm going to give you more points for tofu.
Yeah, all right. But okay, conversely, what is your favorite drunk food?
Oh. Ooh. What do I eat drunk? God. I always go to Golden Flower and eat pho.
That's pretty
drunkenness,
which is very healthy.
Late?
It's not yeah. healthy. That place
they're
is
up until 3 a.m.
I can put marks gym boys. On my face and be like, "This is where I'm going to break out tomorrow from eating that much MSG." Like, this is what's going to happen right here. I'll point it out for you. But no, I do. It's a Golden Flower thing, or yes. I eat like you know ramen with soy sauce because I can't get enough sodium when I'm hammered. Mm-hmm. Like more sodium, the merrier. But I think that's about it. Now I want to know your answers to stuff. That's not fair.
Well, it's
I don't
not,
get to.
We don't do that that
we
way.
We don't do that that way.
We don't do that that way.
Okay. If go back and listen to the archives. You'll hear one of us answer a quiz once in a while.
All right. Are you currently single?
No.
You are not?
I'm not.
Okay. But if you could get away with it and your insignificant other was like totally cool with it and you got it, it's called the free pass question.
Oh, shit.
Who's your free pass? Could be a celebrity. Maybe not anybody
yeah.
personally, you know, but like a celebrity or
probably
a sports figure
not celebrity
or a politician or whatever, you know what I mean? Someone in history.
Anybody.
Anybody I
who
could
would
bone
be your
with
free
a
bone
free
pass.
Pass. Part of me wants to say The Rock. Like Dwayne Johnson.
Wow.
I know.
He's never just... had The Rock before.
People's elbow question.
It's like a Vin Diesel Rock tie.
Yeah, imagine him climbing up on top of you. Oh. Yeah.
I could climb on top of him.
Okay, Vin.
He could hold me up against anything and fuck really long for a good time. Like forever. Like against here and over there. I would feel small. I want to feel small. I'm very tall. I would like to feel small in comparison to somebody.
That's
nice. Fair.
Let's get to the rapid fire section of this quiz.
Just keeps going. Rapid fire. No.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Mallory.
Who would you do? Caitlyn Jenner or Chaz Bono?
Chaz Bono.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Sensual.
Riku, do you have another one?
Oh.
Circumcised or not?
What was it?
Do you prefer
circumcised
or
not?
I like circumcised. Like, ever, half the work's done for me. I don't have to worry about it.
Have you ever had
shit.
A 9-year-old ask you that question before?
Not yet.
Yeah.
I'll mark my calendar.
It's the first time for everything.
Fucking Riku. Perf.
All right, Beatles or Stones?
Beatles.
Beatles or Elvis?
Elvis.
Ooh. Anyone else?
AIDS or cancer?
Yeah, AIDS or cancer?
Cancer.
Would you rather get beat up or arrested?
Arrested.
All right.
Nickelback or herpes?
Ew! God, that's a trick question. Nickelback is herpes.
You don't have to answer that. It was perfect. Got a perfect 10 on that one.
Would you rather be gay or ginger?
Ooh, ginger. I like ginger.
It's okay when you're a girl.
Shoes or socks?
Shoes or socks? Shoes, bro.
All right.
The classic Chewbacca question.
Who by a donkey or a walrus?
Yeah. Am I drunk?
No,
who would win a fight?
Oh, who would win the fight? A walrus.
If you were drunk, who would you rather fight, a donkey or a walrus?
I was thinking about the donkey. Who would you do? I was like, am I fighting a donkey or a walrus? Like, walrus are really aggressive. Like,
the walrus would
like
be
you afraid of a donkey's ass.
You
like
said you wanted to feel small.
I'm so confused. I would fight a donkey.
Cool. Good choice.
Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars.
All right, Rick.
I think I'm good.
We're tapped.
It's a nice short little quiz.
That was short.
All right, wait. Breakfast or dinner? For like your food.
That's making
like,
me hungry.
Can I have breakfast for dinner?
Yes. That's kind of the question.
Okay, breakfast.
Nice. Good for breakfast.
And if you could live in a world.
Eggs.
Are you the ultimate question?
Oh, if you could live in a world. Well, not if you can live in a world. Here's the world you have to live in. You can either have Elvis or you can have Star Wars, but you can't have both. Which one do you pick?
Oh. They both have so much influence.
Yeah. Like the universe, one just wouldn't know if you can't have both.
My instinct was I can't live without Star Wars. That was my first thought.
Riku's, there's so much literature and movies
and wonderful stuff that, you know, that are influenced by the sci-fi genre of that work. But music would suck really hard without Elvis, too.
I wonder if there would be a Star Wars without Elvis.
Han Solo's hair would have definitely been different.
Yeah, Han Solo's kind of Elvis-y. Like,
this is some deep shit.
Cool.
I had never thought about that.
Yeah, and let's remember, fucking Elvis made it okay to sing like a black guy if you're white.
That's true.
Yep.
Brought it home to the family.
Fuck. I'm glad. Do you want my Star Wars?
I did.
Okay.
Bitch.
Well, let's tally her up. Dude, you totally wiped out your old self.
You killed it by thousands of points.
I don't even want to embarrass your old self by saying
Thanks, babe.
But you did.
Way to go.
You killed that quiz.
I feel like, I'm...
Do you ever see a tongue ring guy around anymore?
No.
Okay, good.
But although I just saw his picture in my pile of pictures that you go through every 5 years.
Did you laugh at him?
I just fucking shook my
head.
What
a douche.
Was the second time better?
No.
Oh.
I think it was just
sounds like once. False advertising and disappointment.
It was so much, and it was so much work.
Yeah.
God. I couldn't, he had such a lisp.
Well, yeah, he had two tongue rings.
I know. It's really serious, Mallory. It's serious.
Mallory.
Such a lot of fuss over a few extra S's.
It really, really strong S. Come on.
Sorry,
Mallory. It was awful. It was so, the juice was not worth the squeeze at all.
But I mean, as guys, weren't we all like young and didn't know what you were supposed to be doing?
Yeah, I feel sorry for my first.
He was like 23.
Girl,
he was older.
When I was 23, I was fucking on it.
Right?
Yeah.
Fucking on it. I was so disappointed.
Oh, those are fuck years, right?
Yeah, I was probably the
my
best.
My back
in town,
wasn't sore yet.
If not the best in the
those
county.
Those were the fuck years.
I remember being 19 years old and a girl telling me like it's not working. And I'm like, no, it's fine.
I just
kept going. Like, I don't even care what you think. God. And it
just
didn't even
climb
occur
on top.
Didn't even occur to me that like that wasn't okay. And you know, and like, and she wasn't saying stop. She was just saying that, you know, can we do this different?
Damn,
I'm like,
bro.
No, I'm really enjoying this. I don't understand what you mean.
No,
having a great time.
Fuck. And that's what inconsiderate is. I did not consider others.
Yep. You're selfish.
Others.
Yeah, selfish fuckers. Those are the dark years.
Back then too, you're like, fucking, I'd do like 3-4 times tonight.
Yeah.
Don't even worry about it. Right. Nowadays,
damn,
like,
Nick, that's fucked up.
I don't know. But like now, no.
I don't agree with myself there at all. I think that
there's nothing wrong with that.
That
at
was
all.
Too many orgasms for you in one evening.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so different for girls. So different. I felt, although, like, I've always felt like if I was having sex with someone and they orgasm, it was like the fucking success. Like, I had done something amazing, like, to bring that around.
Me too.
Yeah.
So,
right?
I wouldn't even care about mine, really.
Right? But if you made the other
point
person,
that's pleasure.
Absolutely.
Right?
That's
like,
the best.
I have succeeded in this feat. And even though it's easy for dudes, easier for dudes, it always felt like, fuck yeah, victory is mine. I just owned you for like that.
Yeah. I'm going to change.
Dang. So late into the show, we got to like some juicy.
Some juicy sex.
Pop the fluid in me, Louis. Shoot the juice to me, Bruce.
Yeah,
now be sure Dick gets his warm milk.
Oh my goodness.
Super cued up. He's ready for the sploosh.
Sorry, yeah, I have a whole like
he's been working up to section. It the whole time.
Yeah. Section. Yeah, right. Push the J button.
Spunk examinations are always free.
Here at the Dogwater Studios. Absolutely.
But what if spunk would be something dangerous?
Oh my goodness.
Anyway.
Yeah, let's talk about what's gonna happen next week, fellas.
Yeah.
And Mallory.
I'll take it.
What do you got having next week? What do you want to advertise?
What do I? Oh, dude, my brother is having a Muay Thai fight. He is headlining a Muay Thai battle.
Really?
In
There's
Tahoe.
Muay Thai going on?
Yes,
really?
He owns his own gym, Reno City Kickboxing. Mm-hmm.
It's not like some MMA shit. It's
Fuck
just
no,
some Muay
it's Thai.
Muay Thai. Rad.
Yeah, totally different. So he owns his own gym. He's a coach, and he doesn't ever fight. And he's got a fight in Tahoe at the Mont Bleu. The 24th, I believe, which is next Saturday.
Sounds like a good ass time.
Oh my God.
There will be gambling and everything there, I
imagine. I don't know. I'm going to have to get so drunk that I don't hurt anyone for hurting my brother. It's going to be a hot mess.
Oh, your brother's probably going to whip their ass.
I hope so.
Dude,
so that's
those shows, more gay guys should go. I went to like a fight once.
Gives me a heart attack.
It's all fucking like shirtless dudes like grappling with each other. I'm all.
It's super, yeah, ritualistic and.
And they're all this. They're all fucking, this isn't gay. And I'm all, dude, if I can jack off to it, it's gay.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Fuck yeah.
What?
Let's just say it can be gay for you. Like,
yeah, it's gay that you're jacking off to it.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm sure that's gay.
Wow. Thanks,
but
guys.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be gay.
No.
Like,
I think it does.
Yes. Well, maybe.
Those guys in the ring probably
it's a lowercase
don't think it's gay.
G.
Yeah, they don't know it's gay, but it's
gay. It's just lowercase G.
Oh, yeah, it's totally lowercase G.
Yeah, yeah just so, like openly.
Right? Just gay.
Good.
Not capital gay.
Not capital.
Yep. I got capital gay.
Don't tell your brother that Rick's going to jack off to it.
I don't know. If it helps him win, I don't give a fuck. I hope he whoops that dude's ass and comes out not bleeding or broken anywhere.
That'll
God
be cool.
Help him. So that's next week.
And Mont Bleu on the 24th?
Mont Bleu.
Nice.
So expensive. I'm going to go.
That's rad.
Good. How about you, Nick? What do you got?
Yeah.
Let's see. For me personally, Roxy Colley's going to be at, where are we going to be? We're going to be at Shays with a couple bands, Corner Store and the fabulous Miss Wendy, which is supposed to be awesome. Look it up on the internet. She's supposed to be really, really awesome. And
you're playing with
Roxy Colley playing at Shays, dude. Kind of trippy because we're not very punk rock, but...
Be good.
Shays are different now.
Yeah, we figured the Talking Heads played CBGBs. Roxy Colley's gonna play.
I
Shays,
like it.
You know?
I like it. I think it's gonna be good for them.
Dude,
you're gonna dose them with a little bit of purity.
Mm-hmm. Divine and Edith Massey played CBGBs.
Sensitized.
That will be October 1st. But sooner than that, like tomorrow, for the Shames are playing at Foxy with the Has-Beens from Oakland.
So what's that?
Shit.
Friday. Okay.
Yes, Friday. Tomorrow in Listenerland for sure.
Dude.
At the Foxy. And I think it's a donation at the door. And it's going to be packed.
Oh, yeah.
The Shames
are
going to play
a
long set,
Foxy
too.
Foxy Olive.
Yeah.
That's true.
It's like going to be like fucking 30 people
fun.
There. It's going to be packed.
Fuck.
But there actually probably be like more people outside the door.
America.
It's going to be fun, dude. Super good thing. Also, I just wanted to say that our friends... from the podcast Crush, they have a new tape out,
sweet.
CD, new music. What is it called, Rick? Do you remember?
No, but they're serious now.
Serious.
They're like grown up now.
I can't read my writing.
No more fucking around.
Their shit's fucking really good.
Oh, it's
now.
Called Thrift Rock.
Ooh, I like that. That's clever.
Crush's Thrift Rock. Look that up. Also, Elsbeth Summer. Just came out with her album, Elsbeth Summers.
Dude, she did that all by herself. Like she recorded her and her adorable young man that she hangs out with. And they came over here and let me just like master it a little bit. I just like mastered
round
it a
round.
Little bit.
She's an ambitious person.
Slight
she's,
master.
She's
dude, kid. It's so fucking rad to have somebody just be like I don't even care. Like I'm just gonna use this fucking like other weird mic and just do. They just fucked around and did and I was like, okay, I'm just gonna bring this to within the realms of it's kind of normal and it's fucking amazing. It's really her songs are so sweet, dude.
Yep.
Oh my God. So yeah,
check that out.
And when you listen, fucking that's they just did that themselves. They don't even care. Like there ain't no rules. We do what we want.
Ain't no rules.
right? There ain't no Ferris
wheel. You don't own me.
Anybody else got stuff coming up?
It's week of intern girls coming in. Mofo Jojo that used to be our intern, she's coming in to do some tracking, and intern X is coming in to do a couple songs.
Sweet.
So that's exciting, and I've never heard intern X's music, but Mofo Jojo's shit makes me cry every time. I love it so much. So that's going to be awesome, and I'll cry a lot. And then on the weekend, I'm finishing up the shit with Common Mishap that was here last weekend, and that's exciting. Mm-hmm. And I'm finishing up the mixing and mastering on the slightly shorter but still amazing album coming out from Murder Rock. New music from Murder Rock soon. Nice. So that's exciting.
A lot of exciting shit going on.
Fuck. And any day now, we're going to hopefully be done with the Vague Choir if they don't decide that they don't want to be here anymore. I'm always pinching myself the Vague Choir was even here. And then I'm just waiting for them to be like, no, Rick, we're sorry. We changed our mind.
Never mind, dude.
Like, yeah, right? Because they're so fucking rad. But I think it sounds amazing. I hope they're happy with it, too. So very soon that's going to be out.
Very cool.
Nice.
And I got a lot of shit going on.
Chewbacca.
Oh, and fucking Roxy Collie's coming back soon, too.
Oh, that's right. We are.
Roxy Collie fucking rips.
Oh, my God. Thank you. My life is amazing.
All right, I'll have one more beer. Fuck it.
Fuck it. Crack that shit.
I'll drink to that.
Hell yeah.
Now, me, I'm going to be locking up and watching football for the next 3 months only.
Aww.
Do you have any advice for our listeners at home? Like
about football? Or life?
No, you know, life. You know, I think that hand safety is important, and you know that I think that, and I've said it several times. If you're going to be doing anything, like any manual labor at all, put some fucking gloves on. It only takes a second, and it could save your fingers.
Gloves?
Yeah, gloves.
Like latex
gloves? I wear rubber gloves sometimes. I wear leather gloves sometimes. Just whatever job you're doing. Would
wear
use a different kind of gloves.
Yeah. The appropriate gloves.
Even just a sliver is not something you want to deal with.
No. Every time I go.
I like all my fingers. I'm happy they're all there.
Every time I do. For sure. You see that fucking vocal booth thing to your left that I built in there?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
When I put that together and fucking, like, the whole time I'm like wearing safety goggles and gloves, and
sometimes,
I'm thinking of Chewy over my shoulder going, you know, it only takes
a
second.
You know, you want to take your gloves off because, you know, dexterity and stuff. Maybe you got to hold the nail. But if you hit your thumb without that glove on, it's going to hurt
you're
way
worse.
Fucking A.
But that's all.
Oh, and I have a community announcement too. I would like to speak out to all the people that drive, and especially young women, because now that I'm by the college and
now
I'm driving
talking.
By the college all the time.
Me too.
Mm-hmm. Why is it, and maybe it's just me and maybe I'm totally sexist, why is it that every time somebody's riding 3 feet behind my goddamn bumper when I'm going 5 miles over the speed limit, why is it always a beautiful young woman?
That's what I'm talking about.
You got places
Hell yeah.
To be, people to fuck. What are you
Jesus
doing?
Jesus Christ.
Way.
And these are women that would be really offended if somebody invaded their personal
space. You know
what,
Rick? Those people are oblivious to you and everything else in life besides them and their steering wheel.
Yeah.
Well,
guess what? You know, if somebody invaded your personal space standing too close to you, that would be offensive to you. Just know that the 20 feet.
You know,
they probably think you're
just
hot.
Just
because
he's gay
doesn't
mean you should ride his ass.
No, they're just drunk driving. They're trying to fucking ride your coattails home, bro. They're just trying to draft you.
I just want to point out, it is nobody's goddamn business how fast the car in front of you is going. Just calm the fuck down. And the 30 feet behind the car in front of you is personal space. If you don't like people standing close to you, back the fuck off.
So, if any hot chicks at UNR are listening to this podcast right now, keep that in mind from now on.
It's been like, and every time I'm like, why? Who is riding my ass? And then I'd see them pass me, and it's always some hot chick.
Start riding their ass.
It's like, it's all hot chicks. No, I would never do that because I'm not an asshole.
Nope.
I'm not a cunty hot chick.
Nope.
Not yet.
Neither
just
am I.
Back off.
So if you're hot and you're driving out there, stop being so cunty.
Right.
Straight back the
fuck up. Is that Miss Mallory? Is that cun or cunt?
Cun.
Which cun is
cunny?
It?
What does
cun,
it mean?
Cunt. What does it mean, Miss Mallory?
Look it up.
Ask your parents.
It is in the dictionary.
You can ask your parents.
It's about chopping wood and shit.
It's also on the internet.
Just chopping wood.
They should just look
is
it
that
up
what
the dictionary.
It says?
An axe makes a cunt in a piece of wood.
No, that's a cut.
That
no.
makes sense because that's why you call. Dude, crotch is also like where the two
that's
branches
what it
meet.
Is. Look it up.
Oh. All right.
You know?
Yeah, the more you know.
I'm going to look it up right now on Google.
We looked up dick in the dictionary when I was a kid. You know what it said?
Richard.
Another name for Richard, yeah.
Oh!
Did you cry?
They all looked at me. I was like, I know, I'm dick.
Yeah.
We also looked up dildo.
It's great.
Capital D, babe. Capital D.
Dildo said a plastic imitation penis. Well, does it have to be plastic?
Mm. No.
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 No, you're very smart, astute.
Proved it wrong.
I just don't know. I ain't no fair.
Capital D.
All right, so we've covered, covered gayness. We've covered 9-year-olds saying inappropriate shit. We've covered dildos. Uh-huh.
It's been a great show.
It really has. Been
it's been so nice to have Mallory here.
This has been really great. I got to say cunt and figure fuck. So I'm having a good time.
That's not it's difficult. Been
great. I guess with that, for the Reverend Rory Dowd who couldn't make it, for Dogwater Dick in the back who rules for doing this show every week now, folks.
For doing tonight when he thought he was going to go do something else.
Right. And for my good friend Chewbacca with the best points and the funniest fucking jokes on the show.
You're welcome.
And to the roommates and to my love out there in listener land, this is Nick Ramirez saying thanks for listening to the Worst Little Podcast. We love you. Life is short.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
All that sunshine must have rotted your brain.
Dogwater Studios.
All them hillbilly fucks looking at you.
What?